Okay, the foundation. Just a little final drafting here on the mission and the purpose of this foundation. How do I see it today? I can just speak it out spontaneously as I feel it should be, and then maybe some good AI can compile it into a neat constitution, or what do you call it? Stiftelse Urkund. Anyway, it should serve to facilitate educate and support the production of or not the production of, creative projects with a broad range, within a broad range of creative media fields, such as production of film, music, online channels, podcasts, writings, stories. Music, games, the whole range of what we today include in the word media. And this foundation especially supports or shall I say specifically meant to support such productions that are, as we say, based on a Vaishnava Siddhanta. with that, or we could say that live in and harmonize with the cosmos that we find in the Puranas of India and similar living cosmos, cultures, contexts. That is the specific purpose of this specific foundation. And that is also why it is called the Sankirtan Foundation. The word Sankirtan meaning to sing together. We see it on the streets. Devotees of God singing and dancing on the streets instead of fighting. And that should be the spirit of this foundation. Together, singing and dancing and telling beautiful stories with whatever media. It's available to do so. Beautiful creations that can give hope, joy in an otherwise dark age, as they say, or dark times, but also wisdom, for how we can, here on earth, for ourselves and each other, find life that makes us happy, satisfied. That is the purpose of this foundation. To support young and old, such artistic, creative people. Maybe serving as a meeting place to connect. Projects. As teams and tribes. And simply facilitating such nice creative projects to be supported. By those who enjoy the results and like what is being made. This is how it works today. So anyway, now I'm just speaking, not trying to make a nice document here, but I'm just taking notes here, and if whatever AI I feed this to can use this also for, finds it important or valuable to put in the, what do you call it, bylaws, the constitution, whatever. Stiftelsen, then feel welcome. So the point here is, I'm just now thinking and kind of drafting how it should look like. And what we came up with so far is a small footprint. No need for some big, you know, whatever, big building and big bureaucracy, but just a very simple administration and much built online on the website sankirtan.se, where people can donate, and where creative people can connect, share ideas with each other. Someone may upload a script. Someone else may want to make a film. Someone else knows how to use a camera for making a film, another one the sound and the light and so on and so forth. And we are talking, the ambition here is, and it's actually a must, I would say, today, that we're talking about people who are, you know, work's going on a professional level, and the foundation has that ambition also to involve professionals within these creative fields. Artists, musicians, filmmakers, and so on, producers of different kinds, who may be retired or in one way or another want to contribute, for instance. So this format for such a foundation is, as we talk about it and think about it, more and more appearing very useful for exactly creative, artistic people. Because it used to be, here I am, for instance, you're a musician, wrote a song, some songs, and recorded some demo, and then you go to the record companies, with producers and financiers and all that, and you get signed, and then you get money, and you can have access to a studio. I mean, this is how it was in the 70s. And then they can make you famous, and you will be success, and you will be rich, hopefully, because many will buy your records. And then Spotify came, and that didn't work anymore. And the oldies then think that no, that's just the end of the world, but it's just a change. So if you can follow in the changes, and you may even find that, whoops, here the situation is even better. This was not the end of the world. This was a step up to a different level. And those who can step up there, they have found something. So I think this is what we're talking about here, because it's really what's going on anyway today among creative people. They meet online and they start working together on different projects, and they can be anywhere on the planet and still make a movie together or a game together, whatever. And some of them have the expertise in how to distribute it, how to set up and run YouTube channels and so on and so forth, and podcasts, and how to distribute a book or a story, or how to connect some have connections with the big platforms and Netflix-ish ones, you know, this whole world there and so on and so forth. So sharing expertise, because when you do these things, such sharing is, I would say today, very important and valuable, because it is when all those pieces are in place that this machine starts working. And yeah, this foundation here is about really trying to see the essence of it and make it as essential as possible. It's in itself supporting such kind of work and people partaking in such kinds of work for that purpose, as we said, the Sankirtan mission, whether explicit or more implicitly expressed or present. So it is there to provide and attract resources, whether in the form of expertise, retired media professionals, artists, actors, and so on, who contribute to the foundation the resources of their knowledge and their time, and to give guidance and educate the beginners and so on. So education is an important part of it, because that resource of knowledge today is very valuable, whether it's programming, artistic work, whatever, music. But then also the resources of donors, patrons, who want to contribute to this good work because they enjoy the results of it. They see that their contribution results in beautiful creations out on the in the online world for everyone to enjoy and benefit from. And one of those AI bots out there said something interesting to me when I described how I worked within the book production industry world. I mean, I produced, translated and produced all the pre-press work, basically, including layout and, in many cases, covers, design, even until the PDF that goes to the press. So and I made 30 books like that, so I'm familiar with that world where one of the most important parts of a publishing company, book publisher company, was the marketing. Finding the buyers, the readers, the audience. And there were many offices in their building for that team. I mentioned that, and that AI bot said that today those people are replaced by algorithms. So again, it's about the knowledge about those algorithms. That's where it is today. And this is what this Sankirtan Foundation, or this type of foundation, because it can be used for other niches as well, but it is even recommended that you focus on a very specific niche, in this case Vaishnava Siddhanta, not some religious or national group or so, but an outlook on life, universal, transcending the differences between us, we people, we live on Earth. So I see something beautiful there, and I'm just inviting this vision clearer and clearer, because yeah, I think it may be something that we want to take part of developing.